Let's go right to the phones, and let's pick up Tom in Orlando, Florida, and he's got a question about cod liver oil. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Oh, doing great. Better each week that I stay on Quantum State Nutrients.
Wonderful.
Dr. Marshall, last week a somewhat younger caller asked you a controversial question about cod liver oil.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to thank you so much for such a fascinating discussion of that. Very enlightening. Especially as it relates to, people, scientists doing studies, and they can end up being flawed.
Well, I'm an old guy, so I've been around the block a long time, and we've had a chance to look at a lot of these issues from many different aspects. And as soon as I hear in a study the word retinoic acid, I know that we are not distinguishing between live source and synthetic. And whenever they speak of the ratio of cod liver oil's vitamin D to vitamin A, there is no variation in the ratio except in sick cod. So it's always about the same. And USP cod liver oil has all that's untinkered. The ratio is always what the researcher Cannell referred to as the safest, because it was the lowest, because it is what naturally occurs. So there's a number of issues there that I think really need much further exploration than just what was seen so far, and I don't think we can make a conclusion that cod liver oil should no longer be used. But I do think that the public needs to be aware that huge amounts of the cod liver oil being sold now are farm-raised. And this stuff is pathetic. I mean, it has very little vitamin D and very little vitamin A. So the industry feels they must spike it to get it up to healthy cod, wild cod's normal levels. And so we have sort of a nightmare that's going on in the industry, and I don't know how this is going to shake out, but my big concern is that the Norwegians will keep the good cod liver oil, the wild cod, the healthy cod that they find and collect for the Scandinavians. And there is definitely signs that that may be the case.
Well, and this is why I have a follow-up question to that, an agricultural question.
Yes.
Do you think it's even possible to raise cod on a farm in such a way that they could start having the nutrients that you say are presently deficient?
I'm really not an expert in that, but, I doubt it, because the healthy cod are usually in very deep water. The water changes the pressure in the body. It changes what the animal needs to produce for its best health. And, for years, people have said, watch out for cod liver oil because it's got mercury. But they don't distinguish. The truth is that the cod that have mercury are sick cod, okay?
And they're sick because they haven't been raised on good resources.
And they could be wildly collected, but they're sick. So what they do is they collect all this, and the more dense cod liver oil, that's the good stuff. That stuff, if you contrast the USP cod liver oil to the non-USP cod liver oil, the USP cod liver oil is the good stuff. If you contrast that, what you see is that a half a teaspoon of that has the vitamin A, vitamin D, and much more, the DHA and EPA, of a tablespoon of the other stuff, okay? And so we've known this for a long, long time, and it's just that the public is not aware of all these things. So I still think good USP-grade cod liver oil, like the stuff we sell, is an excellent product. And I use that stuff myself.
well, for years I've read articles about the subject of chickens and eggs and caged chickens, and that it's possible to raise chickens free-running and so forth differently. So I thought maybe, I guess, for free-running cod, you got to do like the Norwegians are doing.
Well, there's a lot of issues here. I think we just need to do a little more exploration before we throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Thanks so much, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye now.